This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. And I couldn't be happier than to have you here. Seriously. And here's where I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to get all ethnic on you in just for a minute. We got a black Surgeon General. Yeah, that racist Donald Trump. How dare he appoint a black Surgeon General? Do you know who Jerome is? I got to call me Jerome. Dr. Jerome Adams, Vice President Mike Pence, swore in the new Surgeon General. Jerome Adams previously served as Health Commissioner for the state of Indiana. 3 years after being named to his former position by the very same man, Pitt swore him in as a Surgeon General of Indiana. He will serve as the country's 20th Surgeon General. Sylvia Trent Adams had held the role as acting Surgeon General since Vivek Murthy was relieved of the position by President Donald Trump. I want to see white folks on the left try to poke a hole in this one. Ooh, Dr. Jerome. Oh, man. I'm sure the guy's eminently qualified. Congratulations. I'm presuming. It's a figurehead role. He says he's going to work on the opioid addiction, which I know is near and dear to Donald Trump's heart. It's something that the left has been talking about. But the bigger significance is Donald Trump is a racist, right? And he appoints Jerome. I mean, what next? Tyrone to something? Pookie, dare I say, gets a presidential role of some sort? Jerome. There is no doubt about this name. If it were a white dude, it would be Jerry. Come on now. Give me the preaching. I'll get in that voice. Anyway, I'm happy to see Dr. Jerome Adams get bumped up. And, you know, again, I don't think Trump does figurehead stuff. I bet you also he said to Mike Pence, hey, look, let's fill some slots. But, you know, here's the thing. The left will let him fill a slot like that, but they don't want his judges. They don't want his other administrative appointments because Trump is draining the swamp. I love it. He was already confirmed by the Senate earlier in the month after he was nominated. And he referenced President Trump during his confirmation. He said this, to borrow a phrase from our president, let's all work together to make American health great again. I love it. Make American health great again. So it's still MAGA, but it's MAGA, M-A-H-G-A. MAGA. He should get hats and say that. Make American health great again. Because it's not great right now. What else we got? This story. We got a couple of stories that I think are pretty interesting for this coming up this hour. Yeah, let's decide. What do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about Awan? You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is awash in scandal. She tried to get Capitol Hill police to release a computer that was under investigation by the FBI that they were holding because I believe these Awan brothers were holding the Democrats hostage. They were extorting the country. I believe the Awan brothers were leaking secrets. I believe when it's all said and done, we're going to find out what these guys did was just unbelievably corrupt, probably got people killed in the field. We had essentially members of the Muslim Brotherhood in control of our server. There's no telling what's on our American servers now, what people can get to. What's Iran got access to? Pakistan and other Middle Eastern countries that hate us, want to do us harm. But the Democrats, oh, we're going to be politically correct. We're going to hire some Arabs, some Muslims. I have no problem with Arabs. Zero. I do have a problem with Muslims. And I know they want to make the distinction between the good ones and the bad ones. That's like making a distinction. There are some good liberals, Kevin. How so? So you go, Kevin, this liberal here, he would never molest a child. But he supports policies that would allow for molesters of children to flourish. Groups like NAMBLA. Yeah,
Kevin, he would never do this to a woman.
Yeah, but he supports policies that degrade women, that marginalize women, that marginalize blacks, that marginalize Hispanics, that marginalize Christians. And I could go on. Don't try to get people out of stuff by going,
well, he wouldn't exactly do so-and-so and this and that, because he's not directly involved.
You don't have to be directly involved. The people who watch crime occur are just as guilty.
He didn't actually steal, but he was with them. He didn't shoot the guy, but he kicked in the door.
I mean, do I need to go on? Anyway, we have that to discuss if you want. Because the Awan brothers, there's some interesting developments here. This has far-reaching implications for the left, as does the investigation of Donald Trump for the Russians. How's that going, by the way? Any chance of impeachment for Donald Trump? Have we had any talk of impeachment? You know, every time we hear about Mueller, it's like, oh, you know, Donald Trump wanted to build a building in Moscow. Really? A builder? Wanted to build a building in Moscow? The nerve. You know, what else? Oh, what else we got? Alyssa Milano. You remember her? She played in that TV series Charmed, the witches.
Little did we know.
She's a witch. Inner demons that girl has, man. Wow. You know, it's funny. I watch these Holly weirdos go crazy, and I just, there's a part of me that wants to get, I want to get a megaphone and just say, shut up, all of you. I just want to shut them down. Don't you? Come on, don't. I know I'm not alone. Raise your hand. If you're driving, don't raise your hand. But if you're not driving, okay, if you're driving, just raise one hand quick. I want to get them. I want to let them know, you don't count. We don't care about your opinions. I mean, it doesn't drive me crazy in the sense of, oh, like I'm obsessed. Like, you know, what's that movie, Fatal Attraction? I'm not that obsessed. But it bugs me that they think there's so much. I just want to get in their face and go, do you honestly think we give a crap about you? I want to ignore them at a restaurant. They hate that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, speaker. That's right, bon vivant, world traveler. Well, I used to be, not as much anymore. Contact us, 844-551-8255. Also, KJRadio.com. So, Awan is returning. You know, this is one of the staffers that worked for a bunch of the DNC folks. A guy that sold secrets. Oh, they'll find out that he sold secrets. They'll find out that he put all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet. If they told us the truth about what these Awan brothers did, we would be livid at the Democrats. Livid. And you would think, now that the Republicans are in charge and we've got Donald Trump, hopefully Trump says, look, we're putting this out there. We're going to let people know how crooked this government is, how much they're willing to sell us down the river for a bit of money, a little bit of spare change. I'm sick of it. I hope you are as well. Here's what the article in the Washington Examiner reads. A former House Democrat tech staffer who fled the country to Pakistan while under criminal investigation has struck a deal with federal officials to return to the United States and appear in an arraignment. Now, first of all, I'd say this. Keep the man under lock and key, because Hillary Clinton will have him killed. Don't Don't think I'm even playing. If he comes out in the light of day, he'll be deader than disco. Keep him safe. Secondarily, if they cut a deal with him, I want you to imagine what you think that deal is. Do you believe, as I do, that this deal means he's going to be talking about somebody? Because he was safe in Pakistan. Now he's coming back. He's coming back to America. Coming to America. So, what are you going to say? Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Jim Comey? Donna Brazile? Hillary Clinton? Barack Obama? Everybody. It's just amazing to me that this guy has decided to do this. I'm curious. I don't know if we can find anything more about it, but we'll keep looking. He said Hina Alvi is wife of the former Imran Awan, and both face charges of conspiracy and bank fraud. Both worked for Democrats for several years, and Awan worked directly for Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Man, this air is driving me crazy, guys. It's taking my breath away. Sorry. But I want this, turn it down or turn it off or something. It's bugging me. Anyways, this guy worked for the DNC, worked directly for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She fired him the day after the cake hit the fan. She kept this man on payroll for so long. Who knows, man? I don't know what's going on with him. Could be some extracurricular activity, if you know what I mean. I'm talking boudoir. Because let's face it, Debbie, not exactly, how do we put this delicately? As pretty as one might want her to be. Okay, Debbie's ugly. Nobody wants to do this, Debbie. You get what I'm saying? You following me? Exactly. Okay, let's shift gears. Alyssa Milano, I alluded to her. How poisoned are the minds of liberals, folks, over Donald Trump? A national day of prayer for victims of Hurricane Harvey that was declared by Donald Trump, President Trump, was blasphemed by Alyssa Milano. And she wants to call it National A-Hole Day. But not just A-Hole. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. National A-Hole Day. I mean, okay, let's say you don't like Trump. It would be like Barack Obama says, because of the victims of Hurricane Harvey, I'd like to declare today, Sunday, a national day, you know, of honor or whatever. I don't know anybody. I'm not going to tell you that there are people. I don't know anybody who would say, let's make it National A-Hole Day because I hate Obama. First of all, I don't hate Obama. I believe most conservatives don't hate Obama. I believe most conservatives look at Obama and say, what a waste. They see Obama, his policies, as counter to American culture, etc. But I don't think they hate him. They hate his actions. But that's a difference. This girl hates Trump. And so instead of making it the National Prayer Day or whatever he's going to call it, she calls it National A-Hole Day. So anybody celebrating it is what, an a-hole? It's like there was a guy, which TV show does he have? Didn't you find that article? Married Family, Modern Family, thank you. Modern Family, the guy who writes that or produces it or directs it or whatever, told all of us who are Trump supporters to F you. That's what he said. And their rationale is, if you voted for Trump, you must be a racist, or you condone it. But there's no racism. I just told you, Donald Trump just appointed Jerome as a Surgeon General. That's how we have to say his name. His name isn't Jerome. It's Jerome. Yeah. In whatever key you choose. Jerome. Works the same. He'll answer to it. So, Donald Trump poisoned Alyssa Milano to the point of hatred that instead of celebrating National Prayer Day that Donald Trump decided he wanted to designate the day. I don't know if that's executive order. I don't know how he did it, but he's like, hey, I hereby decree, bada bing, bada boom, it's done. Bring out the dancers. But Alyssa Milano can't handle it. She's mad. Calls it National A-Hole Day. Child star in the 1980s. Who's the boss? Not you, Alyssa. She later co-starred in the TV show Charmed. I talked about that. And when she plays a witch. Yeah. Typecasting, perhaps. I'll leave that for you to decide. And then she's broke. You guys remember we talked about her. Alyssa Milano has run through some money, and she's suing her management company, saying it's their fault. And she was rehabbing a house. I don't know the numbers, but it went way over budget. Can't pay people. Now she's doing these cheesy commercials, you know, life. What's it called? You know, I've fallen and I can't get up. She's relegated to doing menial jobs. I'm going to tell you something. Maybe if she spent a little less time worrying about politics and worrying about her job, she'd be okay. And here's the problem with Alyssa. I used to think she's cute as a button. Okay, she got sexy, too, for a minute. She was cute as a kid. She got sexy as an adult. Then she got crazy as a leftist. But I used to think she's pretty hot. But see, age betrays. Time betrays us. It ages us. And that's what's going to happen to Melissa. It already starting to. She's losing it. She's going off the deep end. I tell you, she won't hold around. She's not going to hang around. You just watch. You wait and see. You wait and see. I told you. Yeah, you see. Man, how do you have that kind of vitriol against a guy, particularly a guy doing so well? He's getting rid of the DACA. Like you care. What do you care? I've already talked about it. I don't want to overplay it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. The Clintons are up for discussion again. This one is going to blow you away. This is interesting. Because it just goes to show you that nobody, repeat, nobody is immune from the Clintons. I mean, these are the most fake Christians on the planet. Remember when Bill Clinton got caught with the dress? And suddenly they were going to church, and Bill Clinton would hold that Bible, and he would hold it to where the photo ops would see that Holy Bible. Holy Bible would show. He made sure you knew it wasn't, you know, for all we knew, he had a porno with a, you know, the Holy Bible covering it. He's reading that in church. But he would make sure that a Holy Bible was seen in every photo op on Sunday and for a while. Not everyone, but you know what I mean. A lot of them. Going to church, that Bible was right there, boy. Because he's religious. You know, I watch politicians use people. They use Christians and then do nothing for us. They use us and then they abuse us. They use us and, oh, you know, well, you know, they bring up God in places, you know, God would not like this. If you were to repeal Obamacare, God would not like this. God. And they go to church for them as a style show. It might as well be Fashion Week in New York. They don't care about the moral, what am I trying to say here? You know, there's no morality for the Bible with them. There's no learning. There's no message there. Moral to the story. That's what I was trying to think of. Don't act like I got some kind of disease. Kevin's got early onset Alzheimer's. No, I don't. And I don't wish that on anybody. And certainly don't make fun of it. But anyway, look, I hate that. Look, if you're a Christian, be a Christian. If you're not, you know, there are people who go, Kevin, I can't say that I'm a Christian, but I am spiritual. And I go, congratulations. That's not going to get you into heaven. But I'm glad you at least acknowledge that there's something inside of you that drives you to a greater goodness. Now, the fact that you can't see that as God, I'm sad for you. Because honestly, to believe this is it, look, you can get the trappings of life. We can get things and go, wow, this is really cool. Look at what I've got. Look at all these great things I have. But at the end of it, this is nothing. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter what glory you have. You could have a yacht. You could have a private plane. Those are all nice toys. But I promise you, folks, in the scheme of things, they don't mean anything. When you're on your dying breath, you don't care about the toys. But imagine today if somebody says, look, you have 6 months to live. Would it be about the toys or would it be about your experiences and the people you touch? Being honest with you. And that's not a rationalization for underachievement. That's just saying, At the end of the day, folks, it doesn't matter what you amass. It is nothing any more than, wow, you know, I helped 50,000 people do whatever you did. It isn't enough. It's not. Your life has more meaning to that, than that. And whatever the next realm is, I want to be in it. And my hope is that that spiritual thing, whatever it may be, I mean, it's unimaginable because of God. The Bible tells you that. You can't even imagine it. So why try? You know, I want my mind blown. I don't think I'll have any memory of this life. But I'll tell you this. I can acknowledge in front of God and everybody that I believe in a God, a living God, and there's going to be more. And I pray to God, I pray for all of you that we get that. But what gets me is the people that use that and abuse it for getting something on this earth. Because they want power. And the Clintons corrupt everything around them, including their own pastor. The publisher of the book by Hillary Clinton's long-term pastor has now discontinued sales of the book, and they're destroying the remaining copies. They found examples of plagiarism a while back by CNN. This was last month. Now they found even more. Strong for the moment like this, the Daily Devotions of Hillary Rodham Clinton is based on emails that Reverend Bill Shalady, a United Methodist minister, wrote to Clinton from April 2015 through December of last year. Shalady described his emails as a way to minister to a candidate in perpetual motion. But just days before the book hit, on August 14th, CNN reported that Shalady had copied content from another pastor without attribution in at least one of the devotionals he sent to Clinton. Now look, I'm not going to get after a dude because he screwed up one time. I'm not. You know, my first book was written where, it was mostly my memories, me just jogging memories. My second book referenced, stories or whatever, and I'm telling you, we went through it, I went through it, and did my best to make sure we gave any time I used somebody's quote, we indented it and we gave attribution or whatever. But I'd lie to you and tell you, you couldn't make a mistake. It's just impossible. I'm not saying that I did, but I'm saying if somebody came back and says, Kevin, that needs to be an attribution, I'd go, oh, wow, you may be right. Maybe Word didn't pick it up or we didn't indent it. I don't know. But it wouldn't have been intentional. I don't need somebody else's words to form my own thoughts. But they said CNN's report triggered an extensive review of the book, said Reverend Bill Milford, the president and publisher of the United Methodist Publishing House, which owns Abington Press, and they're the book's publisher. They were alarmed to discover other content unattributed by the author, Milford continued in a statement. Abington Press has zero tolerance for plagiarism. Consequently, we have discontinued sales. We'll remove existing copies from all sales outlets and have them destroyed along with our existing inventory. This is like a roach infestation or something. These guys are like, we want nothing to do with this. Now, I don't know how much, again, are they being just overly sensitive to it? Could they not come back and say, hey, these are the things that we found? But again, if this author, this pastor, had found some devotional, because, you know, my grandmother used to get this book. She, you know, she'd donate $10, $5, whatever, $2 back in the day to these ministries. And these ministries would send her these daily, as a gift, they'd send like a daily devotional. She'd get these things her entire life. She got them. I don't know who comes up with this stuff. You know, are there pastors sitting around with a group of minions writing, you know, these things? I come up with memes. Let me tell you how I do it. I look at my Twitter feed. I see what's popular. And I go, oh, that would be funny. Oh, if you put this spin on it. And then I come up with a meme. And I know it's mine because I don't look at anybody's stuff. That's why I told you guys I quit reading Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and people like that. Shelby Steele. Because I was like, I every time I read these guys, I go, that sounds a lot like me. It's only better. So the only thing I had over those guys was the humor aspect. And, you know, I just got to the point where I was like, I don't even want it to be anybody to accuse me. Oh, well, you know, Thomas Sowell said that a year ago. I believe you. I believe it. I'm a year later than Thomas Sowell, which makes puts me in some pretty tall cotton, some pretty good company, because at least I thought of it, but I thought of it originally. And when my team uses other people's stuff, I go, make sure people know that's not ours, because I don't want that to happen. It's, you know, there's just too many people out there to make you look like, oh, you ain't writing. So that's why, you know, I have a writing style about me. I have a mean style. And it tends to have a hint of humor. Because then you can go, okay, I get it. And I do love derivative stuff. I like looking at what somebody did and then I go, you know, I think it would be funnier if it had this element. And bada bing, bada boom, we do it. But I don't want to be accused of plagiarism. This guy says, I deeply regret my actions. I was wrong and there's no excuse for it. I apologize to those whose work I mistakenly did not attribute. Again, I don't know where he came up with these. Was he getting daily devotionals and doing this stuff? Because if you're sending Clinton, I don't know what he's doing with her, but if he's trying to send her some uplifting messages every day of the week, it's easy to go on the internet and grab one of these. There's a site, what's it called? Like familiar quotations or quotable quotes. There's a bunch of them. And you can go there anytime. And here's what's funny about it. If you say, I want a quote on money, you will find three people that said almost the same thing. There'll be three different attributions for practically the same thing with just a little bit of a twist. But quite frankly, only one of them should have gotten credit for it. And if it were me on the site, I would just say, take the oldest one and let that be the one. Clinton appears on the cover of Strong for a moment like this and wrote a foreword for the book, which shows you why it ended up in the dumpster. She was scheduled to appear at an event in New York promoting the book. So I wonder what she's going to do. Is she going to throw this pastor under the bus? They formed a spiritual bond, they said, after meeting in New York in 2002. He co-officiated Chelsea's wedding in 2010, presided over Clinton's mother's memorial service, blessed her grandchildren. Clinton is a lifelong Methodist, they say. This is a... none of this surprises me, honestly. Am I condemning this pastor? As an author, no. But not surprising if he'd be associated with the Clintons and this would happen.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Subject that is near and dear to my heart and has to do with education. I don't believe the United States does a very good job of educating its students. I think that they use education as a ruse to give a lot of money to an institution that has dumbed down this population to a point of insanity. And we're watching it play out right before our eyes, so much so that even the Democrats themselves are afraid. They're wondering, what's next? I mean, education has all the ills of society created by Democrats. It's got racism. It's got sexism. It's got pedophilia. It's got misogyny. It's got classism. You name it, education in America fits the bill. Racism. You want some examples? Black schools. Now, you know what that is, don't you? Why are there black schools? There are black schools because there are black neighborhoods. Now, it's classes. Why do you fight over a kid going to a black school? What is a black school versus a white school? The education system will tell you. Black schools don't get as good of equipment. They don't get as much money from the tax base. Blah, blah, blah. They complain. They know it's classist. You get a neighborhood of upper income people. Their schools run better than black schools. Now, that's not to say there aren't black neighborhoods that are nice. School system is better, good, but it doesn't even compare. Look at black colleges. Folks, we're talking about from primary school to secondary to higher ed, all the way up the food chain, black schools are worse. Go to college. Tell me you would rather go to Harvard, to Howard rather than Harvard. Somebody tell me this. Maybe a black student will because my grandfather went there, my great-grandfather went there, or I just believe in giving money back to black education, whatever. But the comparison of the two is ridiculous. When the left talks about giving away college, what are they talking about? We'll give you college, free college to, community college. We'll give you a scholarship to state school, but they don't give you a college to Ivy League. Or the better schools, even if it's not Ivy League, the better schools. They're not giving you scholarships to that. What are you talking? You better step back. You better step up, boy. So they mucked it up. Then what they do to placate these white apologists, these true racists over there, they say, you know what? We'll put a handful of them into our good schools, and that'll shut them down. They won't ask for anything more. They'll accept our rinky-dink educations. And that's what they try to do. So they grab a handful of us and they put us in private schools. They say, hey, little black boy, why don't you go to this little private high school where there are white kids? And this is what's going on right now in St. Louis. They got a great school. It's graduated senators and congressmen and judges and some of the most accomplished people in the country. They make Ferraris, and they bring black kids there, and they go, so they've got behavioral issues, but it's okay. They come to school late. They sag. They play their music loud. They're disruptive. But you know what? They're little black kids. Let's leave them alone. It's so insulting. It's so racist in its insulting, in the nature of the insult. I got to believe the left know this. Anyway, same thing. What's going on at this school? And I've talked about it before, where these administrators are driving these kids to racism. So at this particular school, kids wrote some sort of a message or email or whatever that got made public where they were decrying these black kids that are being allowed to be disruptive and all the things I described earlier. And now the NAACP has been called in to, monitor what's going on at the school. What should be monitored that's going on at the school is leftism. I'm sick of these people doing this. And so you have when it gets up to, now this is at high school level. This is going on at all these special schools, these schools where parents pay 25, 30 grand a year to have their kids go. They give scholarships to black kids, and then these kids come in and change the entire complexity, the entire complexion, I should say, of the school. And the same thing's happening in Princeton. Jim Crow worked as black leftists now demand segregation. They fight for segregation. Democrats proved they could successfully get black leftists back on the plantation and on their own accord. Civil rights warriors, folks, fought for blacks to integrate into mainstream society, and black kids in college, students, fight for segregation. So these black leftists at Princeton complained in the school newspaper about integrated housing. And so the integrated, not male and female, not gender integration, they don't want to be with the white kids at Princeton. Then you know what? I would say if I were Princeton, I'd say then take your butt to an HBCU. Go to one of the historically black colleges. Because we're not changing anything for you. But you can bet that's what they're trying to get done. You can bet Princeton is already looking, how can we appease these, you know, the natives? The Daily Caller reported, they said, the events in Charlottesville have made the presence of neo-Nazism and white nationalism in the United States undeniable. This is what the students declared at the Daily Princeton as they seek separate housing based on skin color. They're saying Charlottesville is impacting Princeton, New Jersey, and neo-Nazism and white nationalism are rearing its ugly head. Well, if it is, it's because of black folks like them. I can tell you, on pretty good authority, white people don't give a crap what you do. They're too busy living their great, wonderful lives. I've been privy to them for quite some time. And that doesn't make me a sellout. It makes me say, you know what? I'm happy that I get the opportunity to go hang out with people that aren't caught up on race every 5 seconds. The Princeton black kids go on to say this. At a white-serving and male-serving institution like Princeton University, which they chose, with ties to slavery, racial and gender exclusion, we must hold our university and each other accountable. That's what the pro-segregation statement says. Folks, I don't know, you know, it's a private school, so you don't pay for it, but those kids pay for it. You're paying for it because society is making sure you pay for it. This type of thought process ends up permeating all over. Do you think this ends at Princeton? Let me put it to you that way. This leftist group, they go on to complain about how there exists special housing for environmental and art groups, but none for gays or blacks. And I say, you know what? Neither does the world. The world doesn't cater to you because of your sexual peccadilloes or the color of your skin. I mean, what irony. Social justice warriors claim to seek unity. And they want to accomplish unity by excluding others based on one's skin color and demanding separate housing. And what's funny, I already thought that the academia was supposedly one of these bastions of diversity. It's owned by liberalism. If you're complaining to the left about liberalism, you know, about academia, you know, that's like, you know, the bacon saying, where's the grease coming from? Unbelievable. Here's an idea. Why not set up separate schools for black students so they could all live in harmony in their ethnocentric racist world? Right? Oh, wait. We have those schools. That's right. The historically black colleges and universities already exist. Dumb me. So having almost exclusively black schools isn't enough for black students, black leftists. See, apparently, black leftists reject HBCUs so they could go mainstream, and then they segregate themselves at the mainstream colleges and universities, all for the sake of social justice and unity. I get it. Holy Jim Crow, Batman. I think I understand. If our civil rights leaders could just wake up and see what the world has become under liberalism. You know, look, I understand I wanted to go to an HBCU. Tell somebody you graduated from there. Nobody even blinks. You would do better by saying I went to Ohio State. But why do black students expect to have the black experience away from black colleges? How about having the college experience? Anything less is a power play. Something, by the way, that black leftists love is the power play. And truth be told, black leftists hate that white kids get a better education by going to these white institutions. And the goal of blacks, if they were to tell you, the black leftists, are to dumb down the rest of the world. Because diversity for social engineering's sake has dumbed down regular colleges as it has HBCUs. And if academia doesn't watch out, PC culture is going to ruin the whole game. Just telling you, some say it already has.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.